FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Feroz Khachalia says President Cyril Ramaphosa asked him to step in as acting police minister during a two-minute-long phone call.
I had no idea what he wants to discuss with me, but then he spoke with me and he immediately said, look, I'm not going to beat around the bush. I want to appoint you in this position. And I said to him, I'm honored to be asked to shoulder this responsibility. And that was that. I didn't hesitate.
Khachalia's appointment came after Senzo Mqunu was placed on special leave. The minister and other senior officials were named by KZN Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi as having allegedly colluded with criminals and interfered in investigations. Ramaphosa has also set up a commission of inquiry to probe the claims. Khachalia says he's aware of the gravity of the situation.
I have mixed feelings. I suppose I'm somewhat daunted. I'm not in any way underestimating the weight of this responsibility and the task at hand. But I feel I'm up for it. It's a call of duty. My wife also understood that I can't say no and I won't say no.
Khachalia, a professor of law and the director of the Mandela Institute at Fitz University, steps into the role next month. Tensions are mounting in Mkanyakude as local councillors push back against the latest intervention by KZN Kochta. MEC Tulasizwe Buthelezi says he was forced to break through locked gates at the municipality's offices in northern KZN on Monday after he was blocked from addressing councillors. But Buthelezi ended up holding the meeting outside, where he announced the municipality was once again being placed under administration just months after a previous intervention ended in April. A council speaker, Solomon Mkombo, has slammed the move, calling it premature, unconstitutional and damaging to public trust.
The council had a view that it would have been better for the KwaZulu-Natal cabinet to have considered the closeout report, which could determine whether the municipality has rectified or corrected all the identified focal areas, so that that can be the baseline for them to say we still need another intervention.
Mkombo says the council has made strides in improving revenue collection and working towards a clean audit. He's denied claims that he was involved in locking the MEC out of the building.
This is laughable because I was just a stone's throw distance where the MEC was. I was shocked to arrive at the gate and see what I saw. There is no way that I, as the speaker, leader of the municipality, can block the MEC.
And Donald Trump says he wants the U.S. Attorney General to release any credible files on convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The president's supporters claim the files include a client list, something the Justice Department has denied. Trump says he can't understand the fascination with the case.
I don't understand why it keeps going. Really, only pretty bad people, including fake news, want to keep something like that going. But credible information, let them give it. Anything that's credible, I would say, let them have it.
The Justice Department and the FBI said in a memo made public earlier this month that there is no evidence that the disgraced financier kept a client list or was blackmailing powerful figures. They also dismissed the claim that Epstein was murdered in jail, confirming his death by suicide, and said they would not be releasing any more information on the probe. A recap of our lead story. Feroz Khachalia says President Cyril Ramaphosa asked him to step in as acting police minister during a two-minute-long phone call. That's it from the East Coast Radio Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.